He did, however, include the peasant masses in the so-called soul tax that he instituted in 1718. As a nice touch, he charged the so-called old believers double, once more thumbing his nose at Russia's traditions. The Russian Orthodox Church was effectively converted into an arm of the Russian state, keeping the peasants docile through the practice of their faith and promoting the Tsar's image as their God-given ruler. Clergymen were not educated in anything besides basic church literature. No effort was made to attract the better educated men into the clergy. Russians were expected to accept orthodoxy unquestioningly, just as they accepted the Tsar's authority. They were almost one and the same. Peter the Great was the first Tsar to claim the old Roman title Imperator, signifying that Russia had truly arrived as an empire. The process had begun with Grand Prince Ivan I, Moneybags, of Moscow in the 1300s. Bit by bit, old Moneybags and his successors built the Principality of Muscovy into Russia's leading city-state. After Ivan the Terrible was crowned Tsar in 1546, he conquered the Tatar Khanates of Kazan in 1552 and Astrakhan in 1556.